Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I mean, you're a wreck. You were pacing the entire time during the course of the news. You got to get yourself together. And that's over the schedule release. I don't even know how you feel about the Sixers.
Oh, and there's the other part about the schedule release that's always fun on Thursdays is searching Twitter all day looking for the leaks, and then you put it all together at night. That's fun. That's the funnest part, too.
I'm going to go play golf. All right. today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Great service department that takes care of everything. Routine, inspections, diagnostics, whatever. They'll handle it all. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Our play-by-play call of the day.
Adams Fox dishes it off. Lafreniere. Things looked a little ominous when he scored 2 minutes and 6 seconds into the game. Kapanen stick handles it behind the goal. Beautiful behind the back pass. That's Malkin. He scores! Evgeny Malkin on a gorgeous feed from Kapanen. Tomorrow, the Pittsburgh Penguins will fly to New York City. One win away. We're moving on to the second round of the playoffs.
All right. And the Pens won 7-2 last night. And they chased one of the Vezina finalists for the second straight game. All right. Yeah, forecheck. That's been the entire key to the Penguins winning so far. And they will play game 5 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Sixers play tonight in Miami. No Kyle Lowry tonight. Hopefully, most of you can keep your emotions in check. And then Thursday night. What do you mean they're playing Thursday night in Dallas? I can see you now. They didn't give the Cowboys a short week. This is going to be you. I work with you enough. I know what's going on.
Well, the one thing, I won't be on the show on Friday, so we won't be able to do the W's and L's for the Steelers and Eagles schedules for the day after, like last year. Unless Suit wants to, I don't know.
Did I even participate in that?
You kind of did.
I think I made fun of everything.
Yes, you did.
And I was right. All right. All right. Let's bring in Neil Coulong now. Sir, welcome. Always great to have you with us.
You know it. That is absolutely true. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here, and this is the best topic to discuss, in my opinion.
Yeah. So let's the NFL schedule release is coming up. On a scale of 1 to 10, gauge your excitement.
it's funny. I literally just had this conversation with one of my writers and my boss. There's a reason the NFL is putting in the resources to make this a primetime event. And I just, my useless two cents, I don't think it's something called for in the market. I do think it comes at a particular time in which the NFL has the opportunity to grasp as many headlines as it can at a time where you know, you've got playoffs in two other sports.
Right.
And the ratings of the NHL games that night, the NBA games that night, and the completely fabricated and orchestrated NFL schedule release is probably going to be on that same level.
It's unbelievable.
Except the funny thing is, this goes to show, just because they're watching it doesn't mean that it's good.
Right. I know.
It's like the Pro Bowl in the sense that everyone's going to complain about it, but they still watch it. So
Jack Ham and I laugh about the Pro Bowl ratings every year. Jack always says the same thing. He says, "Steve, I can't believe this. It's nothing." I said, "I know, and people still watch."
Yeah, the Pro Bowl and schedule release have one thing in common. Neither one of them are really about real football.
Right.
And it begs the question, is that really what fans want, or is this just oversaturation within the market? And to be honest, I don't know. I think it could be either one. I think it could be both at the same time. I look at it from a business perspective. This is good for my product because it gives us something to discuss. But this is what the conversation I had with my boss, this is what it was about. He wanted me to take him through what we do, like it was some big elaborate plan. I was like, you really got kind of three things to write about. You've got the schedule itself, mm-hmm. Here are the games, here are the times. You're going to discuss probably the primetime games and rivalries, which are usually one and the same. They try to get as many rivalry games in primetime as they can.
Sure.
And from there, it's schedule predictions,
right,
which are the most inane, pointless, useless effort that we'll put forward throughout the year. And with all due respect to my staff, we're writers, we're bloggers. We do a lot of things that don't matter.
Right.
This is probably the top of that list. Most of the time, we have to factor it differently now. The inside joke always is every team always lands between 10 and 6 and 12 and 4.
Right.
And the ones at 12 and 4 are considered to be, you know, reaching too much because of this game and that game that's going to be played in November, and who knows what the conditions are going to be like. And you start drumming up all these variables. It's like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
You have no way to really predict it. There is something to be said about coming close to hitting your prediction, but in the NFL, barring a complete collapse or a dramatic upswing that you wouldn't have anticipated, everyone's going to be probably within two games. Reasonably probably has a good idea now what their team will be like.
It all depends.
But the schedule release gives us the chance to just kind of flesh all that out. And
it all depends on if you lose your quarterback. It all depends if you lose your quarterback.
There's that too.
If Denver loses Russell Wilson, who cares about the Christmas Day game against the Rams? I mean,
it really doesn't matter.
So,
it really doesn't matter to them. They don't even have a Drew Lock if Wilson goes down.
Exactly.
Or if something crazy happens, like, you know, your quarterback just signs an unofficial $375 million deal to be a broadcaster when he retires, and why that wasn't 30 seconds after he signed the contract is beyond me. I'm not sure what the deal is with that, but the fortune of your team is going to rise and fall based on your quarterback. That's the only thing that we can go on right now.
Well, the schedule release would be one thing if we only knew six opponents. The six teams in your division, the three teams in your division twice. But we already know who the opponents are, and we even know who home and away. We just don't know what order. Okay.
This is how old I am now. I remember there was a time not that long ago where people didn't know the scheduling formula.
Right.
And that was a big post every year. This is probably 15 years ago, I want to say.
Right.
Maybe 20, closer to that.
You see, we had it because it was in the NFL media guide. That's why we knew it. We knew it because we had the NFL media guide. Yeah.
Right. So you'd actually have to go to reporters to know who they were going to play.
Right.
And some people didn't care that much about it, but those, 10 seconds before it was revealed was a lot of fun. The anticipation of that was really cool. It's like, oh, wow, they're going to play the Panthers this year or somebody.
Right.
The order of it, if you think about it, it's completely arbitrary, except for the exercise of adding a billion variables that there's no possible way you can predict up to and including the weather in November, of how that's going to impact the game. But you're right. We know everything there is to know except for the order. And by and large, I think you can probably kind of, you know, guess if you really needed to. One thing we know, the Steelers are going to be on the road in week one. That's a Pirates thing from what I've gathered, just because it used to be, you know, 1 year, 2 years in a row, then 3 years in a row, you're kind of like, are they ever going to play at home? And then 4 years in a row, you're claiming conspiracy. Now that it's about to be eight, it's like, okay, something else is going on. I mean, it's fairly obvious this is something the Steelers are okay with. I don't know what the other side of the quid pro quo is, but they're getting something in exchange for it, I'm sure. But, they'll probably, you know, they usually play the Browns in week one. How that works, I don't know. But it wouldn't be a surprise if they're in the division again. Otherwise, oftentimes they're in prime time. So it's kind of like, you know, pick out the teams from this that meet those descriptions. And if you want to really reverse engineer the whole thing, you can. But it's the most pointless exercise in my calendar every year. I enjoy it just because it's funny to me more than anything. And it's a point where you have to start memorizing the schedule, which feels like real work again.
All right, so the big story of the day in the NFL is not the schedule release. It is the 10-year, $375 million deal that Lachlan Murdoch and Fox will give Tom Brady once he actually does retire to be with Kevin Burkhardt in the Fox booth. Nobody is surprised that Tom Brady is going into broadcasting when he's done, and who knows when that is. But it is the magnitude of this deal, which is son of a gun. what did you think when you not just heard he was about the deal, but the size of the deal?
I saw the money, and in all honesty, it's more like, okay, this is like a full entire Fox Network kind of deal. There's no way you can give that kind of money to a a color broadcaster. You can't. There's no way that it generates that level of revenue. So you've got to get 365 days out of this. Without knowing what the specific details are.
I mean, he's going to have to make appearances.
Almost twice of market.
He'll have to make appearances on Fox Business to go with Fox News.
There's no other way.
Exactly.
You're not making hay with that. Even also consider, too, here's the big thing. He's definitely not retiring this year. It is next to impossible for me to believe that this is not, he's retiring after this season. Right. There's no way. They're not going to call it that. They're going to let him retire on his own, kind of like he did the last time, sort of. Right. He's going to be in the booth next year. And over this year, I'm sure they're going to try to, you know, get the time that they can to work with him and figure out how he can be Tony Romo without getting into what I feel to be the disastrous Drew Brees. You get somebody that can really draw in a significant audience, but you, as a network, you've got to use him in a bunch of different ways. And I think there are, you know, some pretty obvious connections between Tom Brady and Fox News. So maybe that's something they're looking to do. They're just not going to get into it now because of how divisive that topic is going to be. It's nuts, because in all honesty, what I'm thinking of now is this is a full-on consistent story. Who's next? You know, in my line of work, that's what you have to ask. Who's going to move toward that now? Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago that they put Jason Witten on Monday Night Football.
I know.
And after one broadcast with Jason Witten, I wouldn't have paid $18 an hour to have him on the air.
Exactly.
The amount of money now that they're spending for the next, what they think, the next Tony Romo, what are they offering Peyton Manning that he's turning down? Because there's no way that Peyton Manning is not on that same level. Peyton Manning is excellent on TV. He's very funny. He's very conversational.
He's excellent, it seems, in everything he does. Commercials, the Manning cast, the, you know, as a player, I mean, business sense.
Yeah, it's a rough life to be blessed with that much. He's able to easily make more money than he did as an NFL player. And you got to think that the Manning cast, which is it's genius, not in the sense that it was created recently. It was. This idea is not complex. It's not challenging. It's not difficult. It's a matter of the NFL allowing it, and they needed to have the right people in there. And Peyton and Eli are perfect for it. You're going to get, I don't want to say off color, but you're going to get maybe more into closer to an R-rated type of thing than you will on your PG-rated broadcast. But it's safe. They're going to kind of follow in line with what the league would want them to do. They're not going to have, you know, too many beers while they're on the air. But it's excellent. And to be honest with you, if I'm watching, I don't know, I'm picking two teams at random, not to insult anybody, but if I'm watching a Colts and Jaguars game, I'd much rather watch Peyton and Eli just kind of kicking around what's going on, telling stories, you know, busting jokes on each other. I'd much prefer that than an overly serious play-by-play and color broadcast of your typical NFL game that, you know, fans out of market probably don't even really want to watch all that much. It's a genius idea. And, you know, if they're going to give Brady that much money to be the play-by-play guy, it doesn't really seem like Fox is all that interested in creating their own version of it, which is too bad. I think they all should.
Well, if it's the Jaguars, the off-base commentary, I mean, you have to give them credit. The Jaguars would give them a lot of material to work with.
It writes itself. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world. No, they would have avoided it last year. Probably many in the league saw the disaster that was the Urban Meyer reign of terror in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But now you get, you know, 17 games to haul off on that if you wanted to. And the NFL would do well to make more effort, like with the Manning cap, to their credit, to take their product maybe a little less seriously. You know, I get the fuel of the NFL, and I've felt this for a long time, is the perfectly balanced schedule, getting back to the schedule topic. It creates enough drama and enough excitement and enough emphasis on one game. Whereas it's to the point, the NHL and the NBA, we didn't even really care about the first round of the playoffs. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter at all. It's the NFL is bigger in the regular season on a game by game basis, and the more they can do, not to deflate that, but maybe offer a different option to a younger crowd that they're used to humor being injected in this. You know, the lighter side of it, they're commenting on it. You know, they're weighing in on not just the play on the court, the field, the rink, but the broadcasters, the flubs that they'll have. They're instant, you know, hot news the second that it happens. I think embracing that and trying to poke a little fun at itself, not in a way that makes it look really bad, but have a sense of humor about what you're doing. You know, embrace the humanity of this. All they have right now is Roger Goodell's classic staple of trying to antagonize the crowd when they're booing him when he's up on stage during the draft. And that got old the first time he did it. He's not even close to charismatic enough to pull that off. But there are plenty of players with a high level of charisma who are very funny that might not be able to do the serious thing very well. But when you give them a personality, they can run with it. And, you know, I think to some degree, Tom Brady can be seen as that. And Peyton Manning absolutely can be seen as that.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thanks so much. Look forward to every Tuesday.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Somebody that is just calm. Is just calm.
You guys are a bunch of party poopers.
You know, we you know, nobody jumps off the ledge. Do you listen back on the show and hear yourself?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, you're a wreck. Iceberg dead ahead. That's you.
By the way, there is a Twitter account literally for just NFL schedule leaks, and there's games out already.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, don't tell me about it. I want to find out on my own.
And some of these are pretty exciting.
Oh, I'm sure. Let me guess. The Eagles and the Cowboys are going to play twice.
Actually, we don't know that yet.
Yes, we do. They're in the same division. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
So what's the most exciting leak so far?
Well, we know the kickoff game now. Bills at Rams.
Oh boy, you already knew that.
No, Bills-Titans is week two Monday Night Football. That's what we found out the other day.
No, I already knew about the Bills and the Rams.
Oh. Get out of here.
I did. You act like I don't know anybody in Buffalo. What? I'm sorry, I already knew it. What else? Let me guess. The Patriots and the Dolphins are going to play twice.
You're correct.
It's amazing. I feel like Karnak.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Now you're mad.
Yeah, you're a party pooper.
What? What did I do? What did I do?
Killing the buzz.
You're buzzed? I wouldn't admit that in the air. Just kidding. I'm killing what buzz?
The excitement of the schedule coming out for the NFL.
You didn't go to happy hour at 2 o'clock, did you?
No, I did not. I can promise you that.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a great service department that takes care of everything from inspections to routine to diagnostics. They do it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So go ahead, get it out of your system. What's your big leak? That's right, I already ruined that.
Well, this just came in. Week 18, Carson Wentz comes back to Philly for a 1 o'clock game.
What if he's injured?
I know, there's that, plus you don't know where Sedarius will be. So that's kind of a buzzkill for me slightly, but it's intriguing if there's something on the line for both teams. That'd be a lot of fun. But so there's that.
And let me guess, Dallas is playing the Giants that weekend too.
Let me go back and look. Yes, actually, you're
correct.
That's
because they're all division games that weekend.
Yes,
jeez, come on.
Yeah, but you don't know who exactly is playing who. You know, beat division.
Oh, for goodness, I got a 1 in 3 chance of being right. Okay.
Patriots at Steelers, Week 16. Eagles Steelers is a 4:25 CBS game, Week 14.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I already knew they were playing each other and where. We already got all the teams back in January. Ay, yay.
I'll give you the Thanksgiving and then I'm done. Commanders, Lions is the first game. Bengals, Cowboys, Bills, Ravens. I'll spare you the rest.
Wow. And to think Penn State is football's home that week, and I'll be able to just put my feet up and relax and watch that intrigue. All right.
I'm sorry, I lied. I got one more. Your New York football Giants will be the first game at Commanders.
I just don't care.
All right. Now I'm done.
It doesn't matter. What the heck?
And this excites you.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. Why do I feel tortured? All right, so... I feel like there's water dripping on my forehead.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
Oh, not when it comes to this Johnny era. you won't even be here Friday to celebrate. I can't believe the order of games the Eagles got. It's so good. Really?
I'll be doing the W's and L's. Maybe I'll text you what I get for the Eagles.
W's and L's. Can't you do that now?
I only know a couple games right now.
I already know who they're playing. And where? Everybody has the list. Everybody knows who's playing where, when, and how. They just don't know what order it's in. So, in other words, it's the order that determines wins?
Well, sometimes it can. That's why you want to see how things shake out.
Are you okay? All right. I'll tell you, you're a wreck. you are a wreck. All right, so let's get to one of the big stories out there. And this has to do with name, image, and likeness. The NCAA yesterday published new guidelines to clarify that boosters, including recently created companies designed to provide athletes at a particular school with endorsement deals, should not have any contact or with prospective college athletes, their family members, or representatives. If they do, then it brings with it violations. Look, the NCAA, what they're doing here falls into the category of better late than never. I have a better saying: better never late. And that's what they're doing here. They're playing from behind again. At least they're trying to do something, but in playing from behind, you're playing from behind with money here. And people have already been promised money here along the way. And that brings with it issues as to how to handle it once people have been guaranteed money. So, the entire industry is a gray area right now. You've got a lot of collectives out there. Most of the collectives have slightly different approaches as to how they do business. But in general, they seek to collect money from boosters or fans and then find ways to get it to the athletes through name, image, and likeness. Okay. So, let's get to... Obviously, there was a tweet that was put out. I don't remember who put it out. And they're talking about Kenny Pickett, the Steelers quarterback, who's all excited that they'll be playing the Patriots in week 14 or whatever the hell it is. No? Did I get the week right?
16.
Oh. I mean, I got to wait that long? Really? That's in December. Oh, what a bummer. All right. So, but why was his name, image, and likeness at $100,000 this past season? And as somebody correctly pointed out, that's because he was staying put at the University of Pittsburgh and was not in the transfer portal. That's where the big money is being made. That's why the Jordan Addison situation is so eyebrow-raising. That's why when Isaiah Wong, the basketball player at the University of Miami, who threatened to go into the transfer portal unless he got a better NIL deal from John Ruiz, was eyebrow-raising because Denzel Pack transferred from Kansas State to Miami, and the story goes that he got $800,000, $400,000 for 2 years, each of 2 years, plus a car, and that's one of the reasons why Isaiah Wong wanted a better NIL deal. So you can now ask the open question when it comes to somebody like John Ruiz, is he the de facto general manager of Miami Athletics? Now, John Ruiz, by the way, has a legitimate business, so this is not, you know, this is not one of those offshore deals or, you know, what the suit often refers to in his own personal life as a shell company. He worries me. It's a shell company. It's got my name.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Corrupt. C-O-R-R-U-P-T. All right. No? So it's not as if John Ruiz doesn't have a legitimate business. But when you're sitting there and you're hearing about deals like this, and I'll give you an example. I will not mention the name or either of the schools involved. But I got this on very good authority. There was a player that put his name into the transfer portal. I will go as far as saying it was a defensive player. So it wasn't a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver. It was a defensive player. Put his name into the transfer portal, and the rumor was going around heavy that the starting number was $1 million. Really? And I got this on very good authority. So it's this, I'm not. And somebody made a comment on our Facebook page, and I fell down laughing. I can't remember who made the comment. Oh, the tampering's been going on since the beginning of what? It's like tampering happened in recruiting, not once the player got to the school. Okay, you know, because you had the 1 year you had to sit out. There was hardly any transferring going on in college sports for many, many years. The tampering part happened in the recruiting. Okay, that's where it happened. Now it's happening with the players at the school. That's the big difference. I always love when people throw out the general comment, like, oh, yeah, come on, it's been going on since the beginning of time. Like, okay, understand the landscape, will you? Okay? When players were in school, people were, for the most part, were locked in, and guess what? You know, players had to sit out a year, and you didn't have a lot of movement, so there was not tampering going on. It was in the recruiting process. Well, what's happened now at the transfer portal is that the recruiting process, you've got to re-recruit your own guys to stay there. You've got people in the ear of people that they know saying, come on over here. Oh, and then, by the way, you might get $800,000 and a car for 2 years. Okay? That wasn't happening with established college players before. It was happening when they were in high school, but not with established college players. It's a whole different ballgame now when it comes to tampering. That's why I was talking about Penn State basketball players in the 2020 season. They had people all over there, circling them all the time. They were getting contact almost on a daily basis about, hey, you know, you're not happy there, you got to come here, you know. Hey, or they contacted the dad, and the dad got a hold of the kid. It's like they're already playing at Penn State. that wasn't happening before. That's why you rarely saw somebody transfer. Yeah, once in a while you saw it happen. You know, I mean, there certainly has been some guys that have transferred and came in. Rob Holmberg, I've talked about, and Rob's got a place now here in State College. Yeah, Rob was at Navy, so, you know, he was able to transfer here and play. Matt McCartan transferred here and played. But that's like once in a while. You know, most of the transfers in the old college model were junior college transfers, right? I remember one year Temple, and I'm trying to think who the coach was. The coach that succeeded Ron Dickerson, Wallace may have been his name, and he brought in like 20 JC transfers. Okay, that's junior college. But now you've got Michigan State. Michigan State brought in 20 transfers, 15 of them were FBS. They were eligible to play right away. Now, it's gone in reverse this year. Michigan State this year had brought in 9 transfers. They lost 22 to the portal. That's what people don't realize. You know, the portal can give it and can take it away. Michigan State lost 22 players in football to the transfer portal. Well, name, image, and likeness is a part of what's going on out there. And when you've got guys making moves, it's interesting. I'm sure that they are looking at the Jordan Addison situation with like a hawk as to what's going on here. And this story about collectives. And by the way, when it comes to what's happened so far, the NCAA, now they're saying this, now whether it's going to be true or not, that they're going to look at retroactive some issues. The reality is they're probably going to be looking at stuff moving forward. They don't have an extensive group right now because of either cutbacks or people not being in the office or whatever. They don't have a strong investigative unit right now, one that has a lot of people in it. I want to say they got 14 to 16 people in it right now. It's not that many when it comes to the enforcement. But this is what's happening. And so you have to openly ask the question, is John Ruiz the de facto general manager of Miami Athletics? Because Jim Larrañaga says, hey, look, I didn't know anything about it. And if you know anything about Jim Larrañaga, Jim Larrañaga, if he tells you he didn't know about it, he didn't know about it. All he knows is the kid's on his team now. Denzel Pack's now on his team. That's what he knows. Now, what arrangement was made to get him there? But this is something where you look at and say, wait a minute. And what's happened is that you have people that take something too far. The NCAA did that when it came to EA Sports. They went too far. And that started them down the path that they're on right now. Well, with the weekend of Addison and the rumors of $3 million, Isaiah Wong, I'm going to the transfer portal unless I get a better NIL deal, which was on the heel of the PAC transfer from Kansas State, and the $400,000 one year, $400,000 the second year, and a car. And that may have spurred the impetus about what we're watching. Well, in a short period of time, it went too far. And now the NCAA is trying to do this. Now, whether it's good enough, they say the current marketplace for athletes may be harder for the NCAA to fend off a pair of complaints under review by the National Labor Relations Board that say college football and basketball players should be considered employees. The NCAA has argued against antitrust complaints in the past by claiming that without amateurism, fans would lose interest in college sports and their businesses would suffer. I believe that is actually true. I've already had enough people tell me. But look, the bottom line is, you know, when it comes to college sports, you want to know what people, mostly, and this is my opinion, you may have a different opinion than me, people root for the front of the jersey. Now, they're rooting for the person with the name on the back of the jersey while they're in the jersey that has the name Penn State on the front. But college sports has so much turnover, you're always rooting for the front of the jersey. Yeah, you may have a favorite player. Saquon Barkley is a favorite player. Got it. But say Saquon Barkley played here 3 years, and then he went to the NFL with the Giants. All right? Now you're rooting for Nicholas Singleton. Why? Because he's Penn State's running back. And that is what college sports is. It is the front of the jersey. It's not the back of the jersey that sells tickets. Now, you enjoy and love all the great players that have come through here. Lenny Moore and Mike Reed and Jack Hamm and Chuck Fusina and Scott Fitzky and Todd Black, legend Kurt Warner and DJ Dozier and Shane Conlon. You know, you go through the long, Kejana Carter and Mike Archie and Kyle Brady and Kerry Collins and Bobby Engram and LeVar Arrington and Courtney Brown. And you get, you know, Michael Robinson. You know, you keep going through all the great, you know, all the great ones that have been here. Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, you know, Saquon Barkley, Micah Parsons. I mean, on and on we go with the great players, but they all have one thing in common. They really was the bond that is between them and the fans. It's the front of the jersey. The front of the jersey. That's what makes college sports so attractive to people. They want to see great teams, great players, and they want to win. And the start of the attraction that gets them going is the front of the jersey. That's what gets people in the door to start with. Then it's the winning and the individuals that help the winning happen that keep the attraction going. At least that's what I think. All right. We'll come back more in a moment, wrap it up. I wanted to go on to talk about that for a period of time because Matt's a wreck. It's just a total wreck. Schedule release, Sixers. I mean, it's like dealing with somebody who right now, I feel like I'm watching Die Hard 2 as they circle the fogged-in, snowed-in airport. Here on News Radio 10, it's not going to go well tonight. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.